Hello there. We're Jason and Tony. Welcome to our podcast. We call it
In Case You Missed It.
How about that?
Ain't that thoughtful of us?
If you missed it this morning, we talked about an elderly fight club. Three employees at a North Carolina assisted living facility were arrested. Police said they ran a fight club with elderly residents.
All right, forgive me. I'm gonna.
They're battling it out against each other.
for elderly fight club.
First off, that's terrible.
Oh, shame on you.
Second off, that's terrible.
Shame on you. Shame on you.
The women were accused in court documents of watching, filming, and even encouraging fights. It was woman on woman fighting too. It was little old ladies fighting each other.
They got like an assisted living center MMA going on.
That's exactly what it was. Anyway, so they got arrested, and now the elderly fight club, the EFC, is broken up.
Okay, now think about this.
How bad is this?
The EWWE.
Okay.
It'd be, elderly world wrestling entertainment. that was not Fight Club.
Right, but
instead of chairs,
Now, since we're on this, and chairs. I'm not saying this is right, we're going to do this, something maybe a little more safer, how about power chair pull? It's like a tractor pull, but they do it with their rascals or their hover rounds.
Yeah, the fair will be awesome year.
That's just good, clean American fun there. You're not hurting anybody.
Hey, Paul, you got a Hemi in that?
Yeah. Wow. The weirdest thing, though, is how they got them ladies to fight. They told them there was just one seat left on the bus to Cracker Barrel,
and then
it was on.
Shame on y'all. Yeah, Shame on y'all.
That's terrible.
It's horrible.
Facebook stalking is a real thing that happens, right, Tony?
What do you mean, Tony?
I'm just saying you're pretty good at it, but not as good as this guy.
Thank you.
I think probably everybody Facebook stalks a little bit. If you meet somebody new or someone starts working where you work, you're like, let's see what this guy's all about here.
Oh, okay,
all right.
That's one of the talents I hold dear, man.
Yeah, I mean, nobody Facebook stalks quite as good as you, except for this guy.
How can he be better than me?
All right. It's a Japanese guy. He got arrested on suspicion of stalking a female pop idol. Here's what he was doing.
All right.
He was studying reflections in her pupils in photos. So you know how, like, you can see what the person's looking at by looking into their eyes, the reflection there.
From the moisture on the lens of their eye.
Right. So he was looking at that and then getting on Google Street View and was looking to see what she was looking at, figured out where she lived by doing that.
Oh, my gosh. That's scary creepy.
Yeah. So, yeah, that is. Yeah, I mean, it's creepy, but, I mean, for effort, though, to be able to do that, dude, that's
stalk level 10 right there.
I mean, as far as stalking goes, you're the best.
He gets the trophy. I can't touch that.
It was story time this morning. Tony brought us another tale.
Here's what's up, yo.
And now, Tony Tales. With Tony.
Once upon a time, there was two old school rappers named Jam Master Jason and Little Sweet Tea. They had hits like Why's Them Our Dogs Out and Let Loose There My Gin and Juice. It had been a while since they had a hit, and Jam Master Jason was down, talking things over with Little Sweet Tea. Cause they was two guys raised in the hood. Be honest with me, Jam Master Jason, said Little Sweet Tea. It's Niller Wafers, ain't it? You want to dump me for Niller Wafers so you and him can drive in that 5.0 and y'all's hair can blow. Well, y'all can stop. Collaborate and listen. Jason, I'll be back with a brand new invention. Nice, nice, Jason. Good job. And that right there is how the first line of Ice Ice Baby got written. Yep. Jam Master Jason and Little Sweet Tea never recorded hits again. Some say they went on to start a morning radio show somewheres under different names. the end.
Here's today's word of the day.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's word of the day.
Sensei'd. Sensei'd is when a sensei says stuff that sensei say, and since it's been spoken, it makes sensei saying a past say it, so it becomes said. Sensei'd.
Last Tony's word of the day.
This is the best country lyric never written.
I even played the guitar part too.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
Your love is a glass of ice water, and my heart is an active volcano in need of your cooling affection.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you with today's
real good.
This isn't a ton of money, but how long would you keep paying this? Okay, there's all a right. woman in Florida. Her name is Catherine Strang. Mm-hmm. Lost her 2-year-old dog, Duchess, back in 2007.
Aww.
Her son had left the door open, and they never saw Duchess again.
Oh, all right. Lost her puppy.
But the dog had a microchip, though, and even after a decade, Catherine kept paying the $15 yearly fee to keep it activated, just in case.
No.
She was paying for it each year, so she just didn't want to give up hope to find Duchess, just in case.
That adds up, $15 a month.
But she never really expected to see Duchess again. But then last week, the dog resurfaced in Pittsburgh, more than 1,000 miles from where she went missing.
A decade later.
Yeah. Someone found her hiding under their shed outside in the cold. They brought her to shelter where one of the workers scanned for a microchip.
Well, and it was Duchess.
Yeah, so Catherine spent 2 days driving from Florida to Pittsburgh last week, and she picked up Duchess on Friday, more than 12 years after she went missing, just because she kept paying that $15 a month.
Well, what's that? So, you know, you can't really get rid of love. You know, you set it free, and it comes back to you.
Yeah, but sometimes it costs $15 a month.
Yeah, that's true.
So there's that.
Way to go.
Or $50 a year, but still, that's really cool. Catherine Strang and Duchess, y'all are
real good.
Okay, that wraps up the podcast today. Thank y'all so much for listening. Be sure to subscribe and share and, you know, all that stuff.
Play it loud for your neighbors.
It'd be nice of you. We're Jason and Tony, and this has been
In Case You Missed It.